Hi, welcome to New Every Day. I'm James. This is Shelly and Jen. Hi, welcome to New Every Day. Today we're shooting in Greensville Park. I'm James.
I'm Shelly.
And my name is Jen. So hold still because we're going to talk to you about how you can plan something and then maybe God has a different plan. So stay tuned.
That wasn't horrible.
Things are a little bit different this morning. You're wondering, what happened to Carrie? Well, that is a great question. I thought she was working today, and then it turns out that she wasn't. So she's hanging out with her family. But I decided to go on an adventure and found out that my good friends, James and Shelley, were available to hang out with me. And so we headed down to Hamilton to some place called Spencer's Gorge.
Yes, mm-hmm. And Webster's Falls.
And Toes Falls, or...
Toes Falls, if you're from the area.
If you're from the area, it's Toes Falls. But what's interesting is this week is March break in Canada, and I'm not sure where you're viewing in from around the world, but in Canada, across the entire country, we take a whole week off in the middle of March, sort of, well, the kids do, and then the parents join, and, you know, if business is slow,
yeah,
you could take it too.
For the most part.
Yeah. You take a few days off too, so that's what we have done, and I've done, and... So I said, well, I'd like to adventure one of those days. And actually, I started coming up with plans. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll go around the Great Lakes. Oh, maybe I'll go up to Killarney Park. Oh, maybe I'll head into Toronto. I don't know. And then I totally gave those 3 days. I had 3 days off. I gave them to the Lord. And I said, okay, Lord, whatever it is that you want to have me do on those days would be great. And to be honest, I had planned on spending most of that time by myself. And then, as it turns out, Shelley actually came down here last weekend and posted some photos. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your adventure from last weekend? Because it was interesting. I was off adventuring by myself, and Shelley messaged me saying, hey, you're only like an hour or so away from me. And I'm like, where are you? And so, do you want to tell us about how you got here last weekend? Because she's really the inspiration for this trip.
Yeah, I just woke up and thought I needed to go on an adventure, and I thought, hey, where's a good place to go? And so I ended up here, just kind of drove down by myself and spent the day.
Yes, and then afterwards we're like, oh yeah, James lives there.
Yeah, I forgot about that whole piece.
I texted Shelly and I'm like, thanks for the invite.
I've had pictures up, so, but I'd already left at that point, so it was... So
I was busy all day anyway. No harm, no foul.
So when I looked at Shelly's pictures and went, oh, well, that would be a good trip for today. And then I messaged James to say, hey, are you available to do this? And he said, yeah. And then
absolutely.
I said, can Shelly come? And he's like, I don't see why not. And what is interesting is that the Bible talks about how a man can plan his ways, but it is the Lord who gives or who orders his path or gives the journey or makes it happen. And I've been thinking about that a lot because I'm a planner and I don't know about you guys.
I try to plan, but I also go with the flow quite a bit.
Yeah.
It never hurts.
You guys are both flowers. Yeah. Like, come on.
There needs to be a bit of leeway for adventure,
type
right?
B's.
This is it, type B's.
That is so true. I'm like... okay, we need to do this, 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 and this. And then, okay, Shelly, you're going to meet me here. And James, are you going to meet me? And, da, da, da. And they're just like...
we have time slots. Yeah. And itinerary cards.
And they're just like, whatever happens. And then, but this is the cool part. If I said this to them as we were down there. Yeah. If I had gone on this trip by myself, I would have followed the path because I'm a rule follower.
Oh.
See, James, I've known James since 2006.
Probably before that. Maybe five. Or even earlier, maybe. I don't know. It's been a while.
So we've known each other for a long time. We've done camp together. We worked together when I was a youth pastor in a church. James was part of my team helping out when he worked at a camp. And so we've known each other for a long time, been on a lot of adventures. And this is what... I've learned about both Shelley and James is that they love to adventure. And so if I had gone by myself, I I was saying to them, I would have stayed on the path.
Yeah, and the trails. True. Yeah.
And so this is what Shelley said to me. She's like, are you ready to hop a fence? And I'm like,
she had to think about it for a few moments. This is it. I forgot what the answer was.
And I'm like, isn't that wrong? Are you sure we should do this?
Now, to clarify, let's just clarify for a second. The portion where we actually climbed over the fence, there was a warning for self-preservation. Mm-hmm. It did not say not to hop the fence. The place where we got back on, the sign was facing the other way. So that's a minor detail.
Just a minor.
And you could interpret that as much as you'd like to.
We were going up the safest route on the way back. We were coming down the not-so-safe route on the way down.
And there's going to be pictures. Yes. Yeah, we're going to be showing you guys pictures of what we did. So.
So we went down a hill. We had to actually do some rappelling type. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a rope there, and we had to, like, rope ourselves down. Mm-hmm. And I blamed James at one point because I fell. Because he was holding the rope. And I'm like, James, you're supposed to look after me.
But it was not my fault. I was just
It was very slippery, and there's a lot of branches, uprooted trees. Yeah. So it's...
And as it's spring, you know, things are thawing and it's getting slippery. The frost is coming out of the ground, so it makes things a little bit more exciting. Definitely exciting.
Oh, it's exciting. Like, down the hill, close to the waterfall, we had to shimmy across a log to get back.
And there's a picture of that, too.
Yeah.
Yes. I have a picture of Jen.
Oh, did
on
you?
It. Yeah, I have one.
Oh, boy.
I found
so
it.
Do I.
And I just said,
oh, there we go.
Like, back away. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. So, well, what's really interesting is James lives in this area, and he has been, how many times have you hiked around here?
Oh, probably a dozen times. Mm-hmm. It's not uncommon.
Right. Yeah. And so he's like, do you want to go up and around to the point, or do you want to, you know, go down? And we paused because we were like weighing it out, and I'm like, let's go down.
Yeah.
If I had known what the down was, I would have been like, But let's just pause for a commercial. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Robbie Ferguson, and I love being a Vimeo Pro member. As a web broadcaster, I need an affordable video hosting platform that's as flexible as me. A Pro membership lets you upload up to 20 gigabytes of HD video each and every week with no additional bandwidth restrictions. That means if you produce a show that uses even up to 20 gigabytes of storage, your limit resets itself the following week, so you can do another 20 gigabytes. And keep doing that week after week. Now, Category 5, with all of our shows, use roughly 10 gigabytes per week. From there, Vimeo automatically generates all the files that you need to provision your RSS feeds, Roku channel, website media player, or even video downloads in multiple bit rates, with no limits on your bandwidth usage or how many people can access your files. What's best? The price is astonishingly affordable. And for a limited time, friends of the Category5.tv network will receive a whopping 25% off the annual price. All you have to do is go through our link, cat5.tv/Vimeo, and sign up today for your 25% discount. To top it off, you get 30 days to try it risk-free. If you're not happy with Vimeo Pro, you pay nothing. The deal is only for a very limited time. Go to cat5.tv/Vimeo.
And we're back on New Every Day with James and Shelley and Jen. We want to take a moment to thank our partners for supporting us. Mm-hmm. And if you want to support us, please go to our website, neweveryday.tv, and click on our partners page and check through there to see if there's any way that you could support us. Go to Amazon through our webpage and do your shopping there. So today we're talking about going on an adventure and how we can have plans laid out in our minds, but really it's the Lord who orchestrates all of the details. Mm-hmm. And I am a planner. And what the if I had done this trip, I would have missed out on so much. Mm. But James was guiding us because he's from this area. And I said to Shelley on the way back up, I said it was so much easier with James leading us, even though it was a difficult path, because then I didn't have to worry about like where to go. Like it was just so much easier. When I couldn't find him and he'd be off somewhere else, then a couple times I'm like, I don't know where to go. Is this safe?
Yeah.
And but it's I'm reminded, it totally reminded me that when we choose to follow Jesus, that even though the path might be difficult, he really does guide and direct our paths. Mm-hmm. So I've asked James and Shelley if they have a time when they remember that they totally had to rely on God to direct them. So, James.
Well, actually, funny you should ask. It was actually just this week. I guess last weekend, or no, the weekend before last, I was approached by a friend of mine, and they ran a March break camp out of Evangel Church in Brantford, and it's through Creation Force Ministries, and they do a March break camp for the underprivileged kids in the Brantford area, and all the churches come together, and they just kind of unite over this one thing, and they do everything. They do, they have like a prayer tunnel and everything for the kids, and they like, and it's cheap for the kids to come. It's like $45 for the week for the kids to come. So parents who usually can't do this, very good. And so parents who usually can't send their kids to camp can send them to March break camp. Now I've never done March break camp before. I've done lots of camp before.
Lots of camp.
And it was actually kind of funny to see some of these people who've only done March break camp get burned out by Wednesday. You know, because these kids are like, these staff are like burned out. They're like, you know, I need patience. I need patience. I'm like, you need to ask Jesus for patience. You know, and I'm like, it's Wednesday, and we're used to, you know, doing 8 or 9 weeks of camp in a straight run with maybe 24 hours off in a week.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I come into this week and I was kind of, so it was very last minute that I was at, it wasn't last minute that I was asked to do it. It was last minute that I decided to do it. So
hence the planning,
This is it, right? So then me and another guy, Delano, we headed this up, and we got together and we brainstormed for a couple of days and planned and prepared. And we came up with a really good kind of curriculum and what we want to teach these kids. And we're like, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to really pour this into them. And this is what we're, you know, we're going to focus on this. And we get there and we realize that our campers are about 6 years younger than we anticipated.
Oh, dear.
So this is day one. And we just find out that our campers are in the 6 to 9 year old range. And we were aiming for like, you know, 12 to 14 or something like that.
Oh, boy.
Right? So that totally, all of a sudden, we just look at each other and we're like, we're going to have to change things seriously. Mm. Like big time things are changing now.
Wow.
So, you know, with a lot of prayer, a lot of trusting in God, we kind of walked into this. Like we weren't, I mean, I'm going to be honest, we weren't really prepared to begin with.
Yeah.
So. And then we were really not prepared. So then in a situation like that, you really have to trust God to work it through. And by the end of the week, I mean, we made shields and swords, and the kids would have like, we kind of, The goal was the epic battle on Thursday.
Oh, neat. The epic battle?
The epic battle.
Okay.
With foam swords and shields that we made. So they made their own swords, they made their own shields, and we made trebuchets, and we had water balloon trebuchets, which is like a giant siege weapon. Ours were only like 3 feet high, but they were like flinging water balloons like, I don't know, 120 feet. Like it was,
whoa.
It was great.
I want to be at this camp. Let's go.
So the kids loved it, and we got to really pour into some of the kids. Mm-hmm. And it's, we're talking like, we're not talking like, you know, the best behaved kids. These are the kids that, you know, are probably going to be the ones that need the most attention for the most part. Mm-hmm. But we taught them, you know, the importance of, it was, the whole premise was medieval times. That was kind of the camp theme for this week. And one of our big thing was chivalry. So we wanted these boys, we wanted to honor and prefer. We wanted to use our manners. We wanted to, you know, help each other out, sharing and helping and all that stuff.
This is
and
good camp.
What we did is we said at the beginning of the week, we said at the end of the week, one person from each team gets to be knighted. But you guys are going to have to choose who gets knighted within your group.
Wow.
So it promoted good behavior. Mm-hmm. And it actually worked, surprising enough.
Wow. Surprising. So you went into this camp thinking one way.
Oh, absolutely.
But it totally turned around and went another way. And like you said, like with a lot of prayer, it totally turned out.
Yeah, it worked out really well. And a lot of the kids, you know, they were very thankful. They came up and gave us safe side hugs. And
safe side hugs.
Yep. And low fives and all that stuff. And they actually really loved it. And at the end, we went to a like an indoor carnival thing, and one of the boys, I got kind of put with a one-on-one per se. He wasn't feeling good, and I said to him, "Hey, do you want to go see the animals or something?" He's like, "Oh, I don't want to do anything." So he was just didn't want to be there. And I said, "Well, why don't we go see the animals?" He's like, "I don't want to." I said, "Give me five good reasons. That's my thing. I'm like, five good reasons. Anybody can think of one or two, but nobody can think of five good reasons. And if they can think of five, I'll leave them alone. But I'm like, give me five good reasons." He's like, "Oh, they stink." I'm like, "Okay, that's one good reason." And then he couldn't come up with any more. So he's like, "Fine, we'll go look at the animals." So we went over the animals. And I mean, I think we spent like a good half hour there. Mm-hmm. Just with these petting zoo animals. And I showed them, like, you don't have to buy feed. Like, kids are dropping it everywhere. Just pick it up off the floor and feed them, right? I'm Scottish, so I feed, right? No, I'm just kidding. But anyways, so...
Edit.
Come on.
Come on.
So he was picking the feed up off the floor and feeding these animals, and it ended up, he didn't want to go on any of the rides at the beginning, but I'm like, "Hey, let's just do a walk around." And turns out, he ended up going on a couple different rides. And at the end of the day, when we got back to the church, he comes up to me and gives me a hug, and he says, "You know what? Thank you. Thank you so much."
Oh, that's so cool.
Because I forced him to do this, you know, but he appreciated it because I knew it was going to be fun, but he didn't know it was going to be fun, but it worked out.
And your heart is full.
It is full. Wow. It is overflowing.
Yesterday, I was hanging out with some friends. We were waiting. Shelly and I were planning on going and seeing a movie, and so another friend was joining us. And it's windy out here, hair in my mouth. And so I taught the girl that I was waiting with how to play Crazy Eights, and she had never played before. And I taught her how to play, and I honestly not planned, and neither was... because we missed the first show, so it was like an hour and a half wait, and so I didn't plan that, and yet that was probably the highest highlight of the day, was just sharing that time, because we were like yelling and screaming and throwing cards, and it was wonderful, and it was just like, it's those unplanned moments, like we had planned out the day, like we did go to see the movie, and then we hung out afterwards, and we went shopping, which was actually pretty good too, but it's those unplanned moments, like we can plan and plan and plan.
Oh yeah, totally.
But I think sometimes we can plan the fun out of things, or we don't make space for God to actually move. And now, Shelley, do you have a time where you have sort of planned something and then it totally turned out differently and went, "Ooh, God, that was..."
Yeah, loads of times, like throughout my day. And I try to live like that, not try to take too much of a steering wheel. But if I can plan something, I totally would. Yesterday was a good example. Like yesterday, I wasn't feeling that well in the morning. And so my whole plan was to kind of take it easy that day and just kind of go home and relax. And because I knew the weekend we might have plans during the weekend, go on an adventure. Or, look, here we are.
Here we are.
So I was like, I'll take it easy today because it's going to be a full weekend. And then we ended up hanging out and ended up seeing a movie and hanging out with Tegan. So that was good.
Yeah.
So just different things throughout the day. And then we went shopping after. Just enjoying time with good people, I think, is something I always want to keep my schedule open for. And because you never know what's going to happen. Never. And I just love that. I love that you can plan all you want for your day. But if you leave your schedule open to people that you want to intentionally build a relationship with, then that if they text you up or call you, then you're free. You know, not even if you're free, but you will make time for them.
Well, so I think that's what I love. Jen texted me yesterday. She's like, "I'm thinking of coming down. Do you have time for lunch?" And I said, "Actually, well, I was still March break camp, and we were just heading off to the carnival there." So I'm like, "Actually, I don't have time today. We're, you know, heading up to Toronto for the day with the kids." And she's like, "Well, what about tomorrow?" I'm like, "Sure.
Yeah.
I guess."
And I'm like, "Okay, I'll flip my days." And both Shelley and James know me. Like, I am planned, like, moment by moment, plan. And so when I think about, like I said, these 3 days, I could not have planned these 3 days. And I would wake up in the morning, I'm like, "Okay, Lord, this is your day. Like, bring to me the people you want me to deal with. Keep away all distractions and protect me from the evil one." And and I think, you know, that's something that I am challenged with, that I need to release my time to the Lord and say, "Okay, Lord, this is the day you have made. You have made it. Like, you bring the stuff to me that you want me to deal with. You, you know, he's given us a mind. We are to use it. We are to be wise. Yes. But he also says, don't hold your plans too tightly. Like, let me have some space in there. Mm-hmm. And we want to encourage you today, if you're one of those type A behavior people like myself, or if you always need to be in control and need to know what's happening and when it's happening, we encourage you to ask the Lord about that and ask him, you know, is this a godly perspective on things, or am I afraid to let you control my time? Because I think that sometimes a lot of the problem is we're so afraid of what is God going to have me do. And so we're going to pray, and we're going to ask the Lord to help us release our time to him. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for today. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for how you really are the best adventurer ever. And I thank you for this time that we've had. And Lord God, I ask that you would help us to release our time to you, that yes, you've given us a mind to plan, but we would hold the plans loosely and allow you to guide and direct them, bringing us the things that we need to deal with. We thank you so much for all of our viewers. Would you watch over them, lead them, and guide them today? Thank you for James and Shelley and their availability and their good friendship. Thank you, Lord, in your name. Amen.
Amen.
So thanks for tuning in to this on the road version with Jen and James and Shelley. And we'll see you back here next week. Have a great week.